Yes.
Buddha always, Buddha talks about choosing the middle path. But how do I know that this is the middle path? This is not too much, not enough, too much.
Same thing. You're trying to think. You're trying to get a conceptual answer of what the middle is, and there's no resolution with thought. The middle path is always the in terms of what is it that's going to lead to increased well-being and happiness and decreased suffering and difficulty. It's on an experiential level.
Like riding a bicycle. It's like the balance, the middle way is that quality of balance. And if you're out of balance, then you've either fallen off to the left or you've fallen off to the right. But if it's balanced, then you can ride your bike. It's not an idea. It's not a concept. It's like, are you on your bike or are you on the ground?
Yes, it's a moving target, but that's why you get a feel for it as opposed to having an idea about it.
You can't learn to ride a bicycle by reading a book about it. You've got to get on the bike and start moving.
And you'll fall over. You know, it's just part of it. It's part of the deal.
If we're afraid of falling over, we never want to fall over, we'll never learn. Mm-hmm. Never learn how to do it.